Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jasa Sagonige, a 7th grade grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keeper's interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tohiju Tohigu, which means, hello, cousins. I'm fine. How are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniutikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
And this is Blue Otter. We're live tonight, coming to you from the Underground Command Center, deep beneath a nondescript building, way back in the hills of Tennessee, so far back you got to pipe in the sunshine. No, literally, folks, we're surrounded by 100-foot trees. Our guest this evening is a man with divine healing talents. He's Reverend Christopher, known as Lord Macklin in Great Britain. And let me read a little bit of his bio. He's worked with divine healing for 30 years. He's able to help people with all types of dis-ease and imbalances. He doesn't work alone. There are large numbers of God's angelic light beings channeled to work with him, to attend to people. He first works to rebalance the body's energy field by clearing chakra points and cleansing the body's meridian field by removing negative entities and energies. He then places God's divine angelic beings to perform esoteric operations to replace damaged joints and diseased organs. God's angelic beings also reconstruct the damaged muscles and nerves. He's helped people recover from all types of illness and other autoimmune, cancer, Morgellons, arthritis, injury from sports and accidents. Every illness is treatable through Christopher's gift of divine healing, though individual results vary depending on the facet of healing selected by God. He also treats emotional disorders, including addictions, chronic depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. The whole person and their whole life are treated. Therefore, relationships of families and loved ones can also be repaired and restored. And welcome to the program, Lord. I'll just say Lord Christopher once because that's protocol.
I'll bless you. Listen, thank you ever so much for having me. It's an absolute blessing.
Well, what did... like I told you, I tried... I can talk your ear off, but, you know, this is your show. So let the spirit lead.
Well, I think it's interesting, you know, because I have been gifted. I realize I was gifted since I was four. And I think the journey is been very interesting because I stayed a little bit in the third dimensional world, the corporate world, and was fairly successful. And then about 6-7 years ago, I used to heal people and I used to get a lot of information, but about 6-7 years ago now, when I was in the corporate world, the whole world collapsed on me. And I remember I lost everything, and I was sitting in the middle of Manchester. I said, God, what's going on? And they said, well, actually, it's the right time. I said, what do you mean? And I was absolutely penniless. I know a lot of us have been in that situation. I didn't even have any money for food at the time, and... Anyway, they said, you'll see. And sure enough, I went on a very interesting journey, lots of meditation, and I focused completely on divine healing. I traveled the world, went to India, Gambia, Ghana, went to Portugal, Madeira, and come to the United States as well. And this has led me to sort of come and live here. I manifested my divine wife, who's actually I've been with since the universe was created, because I looked at my life for the last 4,000 years and realized why I was here and what I'm meant to be doing. I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to have the divine partner I've always had? So anyway, I met her in Branson, and we got married a year last August, so it was wonderful.
Now
we're here. Absolutely. Manifestation really does work.
Well, you're in a beautiful area. Between 2000 and 2005, I lived about 70 miles east of you in a little town called Kaboom in Douglas County. It's a beautiful area. And here about 20 miles south of Springfield. And before we left the state, Betty and I spent a couple, 3 days in Branson and went to see, I don't know if you remember the guy that... as saying, you know, I don't like spiders and snakes, you know, Jim Stafford.
That's right, yeah.
And, I was a little talkative. I've made it clear I was a musician. And during the break, he asked me to hold his guitar. And then when he was over, I've got a pretty loud voice. I can get pretty raucous and when I'm laughing. And when it was over, he said, I want to let everybody know they're all welcome to come back except for you. And he pointed right at me and everybody laughed, but he's quite a guy. I just love him. If you haven't been to see the Jim Stafford show and you go to Branson, go there first. It is an unbelievably wonderful show.
Oh,
anyway,
wonderful.
You're in a great place. I'm up with people, and I don't know what the time frame was, but Up With People did shows there in Branson. But it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. And it's got a good vibration, you know. It's important, you know. I think we created a healing center called Atihi, which is all that is Holy Interfaith Center. And, people come, and as well as we do a lot of work online over Skype, you know, we can do healings over Skype. I mean, I probably do the bulk of my healing all over the world using Skype and, using the Skype phone. It's amazing. We
where
do that all day, every day.
Are you kind of on the midway there, or where are you in town?
We're actually just on the north side. As you go out of Branson on 65, we're just probably the last exit as you get off Branson on Bee Creek exit, and it's 1.8 miles up there. So it's a good location. It's easy to get to, you know. So
that's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, tell us more. I know, and you know, when this is a call-in show, if you want it to be, when you feel, I understand you may have some of your friends call in, and but if, whenever you want to open up the phones, people can call. The guest call-in number is 347-996-3318. It's right on the screen, the browser screen that you're listening with, or you can Skype in. There's a little S right next to the phone number, but I'm sure that'll be a ways down the road before you open up before you open up to callers. So continue, please. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. So I mean, we call, as you pointed out before, we cover all aspects of divine healing, and we're starting to also get very involved with Morgellons disease, which is a very interesting disease. It's triggered by nanotechnology, technology which was given by the Zetas in exchange for abductions, and it's not a very nice technology. If it gets in your body, it starts manifesting itself. It's bio nanotechnology, so it's biological. It's you know, I work with a world leading specialist on this. She's got the ideas and what happens with the chemical and biological side.
Dr. Hilde.
Dr. Hilde, yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm working with the divine side to try and get these things fried, for want of a better word, fry them with tachyon energy, and then get the angelic beings to code them out of people's bodies, you know, because it's sad. Morgellons, when people go to the doctors, the doctor's kind of saying, well, you know, they say, well, look, I've got a big fiber coming out, and I've got things coming out of my skin, like all sorts of weird crystals of very bright colors, like green, blue, and whatever. And, you know, the doctors say, oh, dear, you better go to a psychiatrist, which is not very useful at all. I mean, there's clearly something wrong, you know. And so, you know, they're coming to Dr. Hilde, and, you know, she sort of explains what's going on. It does cause problems. I mean, the worst case we've got is I've got a lady with 70% sores all over her body, and God bless her, she's in a mess. But, you know, we're turning that around. The sores are starting to close little by little. But it is a process, you know. You don't just heal it straight away, because if you've got all these nano chips inside your body, when you...
They're like fibers. You pull fibers out of the source.
Well, the fibers are, you know, yeah, there's like plastic-type fibers coming out, and it's all part of the technology. So what we do is I open a tachyon portal and send tachyon energy, and it actually fries them. Very interesting. And then what they do is they fry so many, as many as the body can discharge without affecting it. Because if they collect in the liver, it can cause real problems.
Wow.
So what we do then is revibrate the liver, and it goes through either the lymphatic system or discharges through the skin and comes out. But they kind of come out as coffee granules. They come out as black things instead of live things. I mean,
wow.
I always thought that, you know, that although the things are live, they're not live. They've got no soul, but it is biological.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's a very interesting concept.
I know.
So
Well, Shoshana... Allison, Robert Goswell's widow, works very closely with Dr. Hildegard Staniger, and she pointed out that before Robert Goswell died, he received a prophecy, and he described this disease that didn't exist in December of 2005, but it does now, and it's very obviously, you know, what you're talking about here.
Well, you know, I've been treating a lot of patients at the moment with that, and having great success. And God bless them, you know, they deserve to get their lives back. I mean, most of the people who have this disease can't work because it's so painful. Because these things come out of the skin, they cause radiation problems, you know, because they're triggered by terahertz frequency from satellites. So, you know, as you can imagine, it's not the best of things to have. But we are getting good results, and it's a blessing to be able to be allowed to, you know, work with Dr. Hilde and attempt to, well, we're actually healing these things, you know, so it's wonderful.
That's
and
wonderful.
And, of course, you know, we've got a lot of cancer patients. I mean, again, you know, there's lots of toxins and things, or, you know, maybe something's happened in someone's life, that their sister committed suicide or father died or something. And it's all really all about vibration. I mean, you know, it's quantum physics. The body vibrates at certain frequencies. It can lower because your persona drops. You know, you get divorced or something happens. And one of the things that happens is if your vibration drops, negative entities can get within you. And you've got various negative entities, like Anunnaki beings, that they can sit in your abdomen. They wrap themselves around your spine. They hold onto your shoulders. So with Anunnaki, you tend to get the symptoms of you get heavy head, you know, where you can't concentrate. You get lower back problems because they tap into your lower back. And what they do is they send you negative thoughts, and you know, like suicide, or you know, you're not worthy, and you're making a mess of everything, and it overwhelms people. But the problem is, people think that it's their thoughts, and it's not. It's a third party thought.
Uh-huh.
So we strip these beings out, and you know, suddenly the depression's completely gone. I mean, I had a lady who was chronically depressed. This was about 6 weeks ago. She was 8 months pregnant. She came to see me. She tried to commit suicide the week before, and people were kind of scolding her, saying, "Well, you know, how selfish." But what they don't realise is that when these things get within you, they overwhelm, they overpower the mind, you know. And so she was chronically depressed. I stripped the being out, I grabbed it, took it out, sent it back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness, and revibrated a whole abdomen. And she went out laughing. She goes, "Wow, this feels so good," you know. And she was in tears because she felt so good, God bless her, you know. So it's all about vibration. There are a number of beings.
I think that's what my wife's dealing with. She, exactly. You know, they call it fibromyalgia, but you know, when you talk about the weight that you feel or around the shoulder when you're trying to walk, and the lower back pain, and but she's, you know, twice attempted suicide, and we've got her lined up to speak with you, and
absolutely, we'll get rid of that. No problem at all.
Oh, she's really anticipating that, and a lot of anticipation. As a matter of fact, tonight she told me that she felt like she was itching all over her body, almost like she's being attacked, and as if something knows its days are numbered. And
what happened with them is, they actually, because they know their days are numbered, I mean, these things are, you know, these entities, they're in a different dimension. But, you know, they watch what you're doing, and they know, you know, they play chess about 70 moves ahead. So if they know they're going to be released, they try and make you as sick as possible before
mm-hmm.
that day. And what the classic symptom is that your abdomen will have a weird tightening, you know, and you get nauseous, and
mm-hmm.
your whole abdomen gets tight because the thing's going, ooh, you know, because it knows that, you know, its days are numbered. But there are a number of beings. I mean, fibromyalgia is like if you've got 9 symptoms out of 21, and in fact this lady who came in 8 months pregnant, she had fibromyalgia, you know, whatever that is.
Yeah.
If you have 9 out of the 21 symptoms, all caused by the entity, you whip it out and suddenly it's gone. But you have to revibrate the body because they do block the meridian lines. And that's a very important thing as well. You know, Chinese medicine bases the fact acupuncture. They put a pin in your acupoint and they try and trigger the meridian line. The problem is if you've got an entity halfway down your arm and you put a pin in your meridian line, it's not going to open up the meridian point. Only up to where the entity is. You need to strip the entity out and then comb out the moving lines, comb out all blockages, which we do here, you know. And people have been like euphoric, you know, from chronic depressed, you know, just in one session. It's fantastic to see. Now, there are a number of entities. Anunnaki calls that. There are draconians, if you've ever heard of those.
Sure.
The draconians are on Nibiru, you know, and I think it was about 8 months ago. I used to get people to say the protection prayer twice a day because it was enough. Unfortunately, now it's not, because Nibiru is getting closer to the Earth, and these things are coming down in droves, and so what's happening is that it's getting darker and darker. So the spiritual attacks are much more. So if you're healing somebody, you know, 2,000 years ago when Jesus was doing it, he could revibrate the body and do things and take out entities, and they'd stay away. But unfortunately now it's a different time. The entities try and get back in and do their
uh-huh.
best to get back in. And the manipulations change every 2 hours. So one of the prayers of protection I've got, when I'm healing somebody, I always get people to say it every 2 hours. It's like the prescription of healing. Only I'm not allowed to prescribe because I'm not a doctor. But so we just ask people to say the prayer to protect themselves and keep these entities out whilst their body's revibrating. Now, the interesting point about the body is that entities can't get in a high-vibrating body. So if you're in a state where you get up in the morning and think, "Oh, my God, I feel absolutely incredible," your vibration is very high. Entities can't touch you. They're around you, but they can't get within. It's only when something happens in your life that drops the vibration that they can get within. So it's very interesting. Like for example, God's angelic beings, when you're doing an esoteric operation, they can't get in your body if it's low vibration. If you're depressed and everything, you have to clear that depression, revibrate the body, and then we can get God's angelic beings in to start replacing body parts of them, which is amazing.
Absolutely. So
very exciting work. I mean, esoteric operations work on the basis, and I'll give you an example. I had a guy with pre-collapsed discs, and he came to see me, and he was at a pain level of 10. He was 10, he was grumpy. He was on very strong pain medication, didn't touch his lower back. And so what we did is we took the Anunnaki being out that was affecting him, giving him depression. Combed his meridian lines, revibrated his body, and as soon as I got the vibration up high enough, I called in the angelic beings, and they go in and they basically put an esoteric disc. So it's from God's dimension. They put an esoteric disc to replace over your current disc. So what happens is within about 48 to 72 hours, the discs switch dimensions. Yours disappear out of this dimension, and the new discs come in. Now, we did that for him, and he's never, ever had a back problem since. So, and he went to the doctors, and they scanned his back, and, the discs were perfect. And they that's interesting. It's just a blessing. I mean, I had a lady this morning, actually. We had a 9 o'clock, and God bless her, she phoned up. A Polish lady, beautiful lady, bless her. And she had cancer of the stomach and of the kidneys. And it was very interesting, because she phoned up. Oh, Christopher, I can't do the session. I said, why is that? She goes, well, I'm going away for the weekend. But she said, I have to tell you my results. I went into the hospital yesterday, and I'd done about 8-9 sessions with her. She went to the hospital yesterday, and they couldn't find a trace of cancer. So, so she was going to celebrate for the weekend. I said, look, you go celebrate and go and enjoy yourself. Because do you know what? You deserve it, having been through all this thing. So it's a blessing, Every time we do a session, people just get better and better and better. And, you see healings and miracles every single day. So, it's not a job, it's a vocation.
If you don't mind me interrupting, in your travels and rubbing shoulders with holy men in different places, did you ever see a holy man who had sewn stones under the skin of his left arm?
No, I didn't actually, no.
Now, Frank Fulcrow did this, and it was as well known. But in my long conversations with Rabbi Mikhail Baron, he told me that one of the problems they had with Jesus was that he did that. I'm trying to figure out. Now, did Frank Fulcrow know that? Or anyway, it's just I like to connect dots and was just wondering if you'd ever seen anything like that. But
Well, I've seen some and done some extraordinary things. I mean, for example, it's all about vibration. I mean, if you want to put your hand to a wall, for example, like the projects I've had, in the military, where they, use magnetics and make things disappear in a different dimension and reappear. It's interesting because you need to vibrate your hand at that same vibration as the wall.
Yeah.
And then if you put your hand in, that's okay. The problem is that people can't do it because if it happened, they get shocked, lose the attention. Their hand would change vibration and then it would destroy their hand. So they don't tend to get that privilege. But you can even change the weather. I've changed the weather a number of times. It's a manifestation.
My friend Robert Three Eagles. Started messing around with resonant frequencies about 20 years ago, and I lost contact with him between 95 and about 2005. And during that period of time, he was teaching himself metallurgy. And when he moved up from Kanab to Mount Pleasant, Utah, he was living way up. Kind of in a wilderness area at the end of a long road on the side, kind of the side of the mountain. And he was looking at the Seals of Solomon, and he realized that, there are depictions of these seals, but, when he was looking into the esoteric arts, he realized that each seal was made from a different element, and they had to be created during a certain time frame, and he did this. He actually Creel, one of the seals of Solomon, and what he explained to me was that these seals were to mitigate problems that come up, like weather and volcanism and other things. And he says as time goes by, he says they're being disturbed, they're being dug up or thought of as artifacts, and people are looking for them. But he created this seal, and this one particular one was made out of lead. And he said for 2 weeks, it rained just right over his place on that mountain, and nearly got washed off the side of the mountain. He didn't realize all he needed to do was wrap it in some black silk. He actually destroyed it. But his website is Terra Firma Assayers, and he's built a nuclear resonance magnetometer, and he hires himself out to he can literally find anything. And he's built a machine that can do this, but you can also do this with magnets in a very simple way. And I've actually done this. As long as you have a pure sample of something that you can resonate and you're inside its field, you get in there with L-shaped antennas, and they'll swing around and point at anything else say within a quarter mile. But I've done this with vegetation. I've done this with cash money. Everything's got its own vibration. It's amazing. Everything is vibration.
Absolutely, you know. I mean, even money, you know, it's an energy, you know. You can use it for good or you can use it for bad. It's your choice. It's even like prayers, you know. It's even like manifestation. You can manifestation for the dark. You can manifest for greed, or you can manifest for divinity. You know, you can manifest for the good of humanity. And I teach a manifestation technique which is based on the old Magi, which is Jesus was a high priest of the Magi. This manifestation technique is very, very powerful, but. It's interesting because, like I say, you know, people say, well, you know, can you manifest anything? I said, yeah, but, you know, be careful because it might have a karmic lesson with it. If you manifest for greed or something else, you might have a karmic, influence with it. If you if you manifest, for example, I want a Bentley to show off around town to everybody, I don't think that's a good reason to ask God for a Bentley, you know. But if you say, well, I need a new minibus because I want to take all the kids, these disabled kids, down to the swimming pool, then, you know, I think that's God would sit there and think, that's a good idea, and off you go. So, you know, I always teach people, you know, it's very important to keep in the God type, you know, place if you want to, you know, and that's your choice. That's the choice we have down here, I guess. So, you know, you can either live, I always teach people as well that, you know, when they come for healing, you can either just heal or you can get them in what I call the God space where they just feel incredible every day. I mean, I had a lady who's done 7 sessions with me, and she started off, you know, she'd been married for a long time, 40-odd years, and, she left her husband, and she was feeling pretty low about herself, lower self-esteem and everything else, so we got rid of the entities that were causing depression. We vibrated the body anyway several times. She actually said to me the last time, she said, you know what, I cried, I looked in the mirror and I saw a beautiful woman, you know, and it was me, you know, and I thought, what a blessing that she's actually recognized that she's you know, a beautiful person instead of having low self-esteem and not feeling worthy. So it was amazing, you know. I mean, one of the things I found over here as well is that, you know, I've dealt with a lot of rape cases, and one of the things about things like that is that everyone's got connections. You know, if you get raped, you've got a soul connection with that person who raped you, or even with past marriages and, you know, past relationships. And I think the problem with all this is people get burdened down with it and they get confused because if someone's having a bad day and you've got an energy link to them, you're going to feel that bad day, you know. And so there's a lot of emotion and things going on. So what we do is break all the soul ties and bring the fractals of the soul that were left with that person and bring them back and put them back in the body. So it actually cleans all that past life thing, you know, past this life, you know, passed up. And they feel, it's like having a milestone, you know. They feel clean, they can get on with their life, and they feel a lot better. So,
when you say fractal, I look quite a bit into esoteric Judaism, and there are those among them that believe that each person that went out on the Exodus, each one of those personalities has split into 12 different parts, and they can all either be here or in the spirit world, all gathering experience. Is that what you mean by a fractal?
Well, no, I meant something else. I mean, that's a split soul, I guess. I mean, yeah, you know, everyone's got a higher self, and you know, you might be doing something in a different dimension, you know, on a different planet at the same time to gain more experience, you know, or if you were deemed to be a teacher and God's asked you to do some teaching and healing or whatever, then you've come down here to learn. I mean, one of the things is this is a learning center. The Earth is a learning center.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got free will. You can, you know, people talk about heaven and hell. I mean, you can either live in hell on Earth or you can live in heaven. And heaven is the amazing place, you know. It's even like things like the economies, you know, everything's collapsing. But it's only collapsing because of fear, because we're not spending money, you know. If everyone's like, do you know what, let's just cut to the chase and let's start buying that new car and start doing things and have the faith that God would take care of them and we're in the right place, then, in fact, the economy would kickstart itself and off you go, you know. It's just the sheer fact of fear that stopped all the economies, you know, which is sad. So, you know, it's all very interesting. You know, there's a lot of manipulation around, but I think, you know, I always teach people just take a step back, get in your own economy, worry about what's happening around you, switch off the news, forget the TV, and you know, and just stay in space, you know, because, you know, the governments are doing, you know, there's good people in every fraction of, you know, of every society, and there's also bad as well, but not for us to judge them. They can get on with their own economy, you know. I think, you know, you have to look after yours, and if you do, and also, you know, look for the gifts that God gave you, because everyone's got an absolute gift. And I think, you know, if you can find that gift, you get blessed by it. If it's painting, if it's music, if it's healing, then, you know, if you pursue that gift, you know, you'll get blessed in every way, you know. So it's amazing.
Yeah, that's kind of like I'm on Alfred Lambert-Mott's, Weber's Facebook group, and he's saying, you know, there's a catastrophic timeline that the governments are trying to promote, and then there's a non-catastrophic timeline. And I know the Hopi elders said that, you know, there were two timelines. It was a matter of choice. And I always kind of believe that, you know, the rain falls on you know, the righteous and the unrighteous alike. But on the other hand, there's other prophecies that say that this time that, well, I know the Mayan elders I interviewed, they said, you know, 2012 isn't written in stone, but they said, you know, whatever does happen will really kind of depend on who you are and the way you're living and who you're living around. And, it's kind of interesting.
Well, you know, your mind, you know, what you create in your mind, you create in reality. And so the now is shaping your future. So, you know, it's interesting because if you live in fear, and you know, if people say, "Well, you know, the government's got this, somebody's doing that," and you know, and you live in fear, then you're going to create that reality. And so, hey, you know, help yourself. You know, my prophecy is that I think, you know, if you take a step back and you live in an unconditional loving space and you have a high vibration and you don't give in to fear, which and fear is like a negative thing. You know, it shuts you down. So I think if you know that you're going to be okay, you'll create that reality. Nobody can touch you. And I think, you know, God does protect you, you know, if you're close to God. But I think it's getting that vibration up so high that, you know, you are close to God. I mean, the average closer to God is, I think, you know, I check it on a daily basis. The other day was 18.3% out of, actually, infinite, you know. You can be infinitely close to God. And I think it depends what you do per day, depending on your vibration. I mean, the things I do per day, as you can probably imagine, if I'm doing this stuff day in, day out, 12 hours a day, which I do in healing people, then your closeness to God is going to be pretty high. You know, well, you know, if you're going to a big corporate company and you're having all the stress involved with money and greed and everything else, then I guess you're closer to God. But by the time you get home and watch the news, all this has happened in the world, you know, your vibration is going to be pretty low. So I think it's all about choices. Life is always about choices. And we're given free will. You know, you can take the God path, or you can just take the manipulated path. And I think it's just waking up, like you say. You know, there's going to be different things happening this year, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
But you know, my belief is that I think there is a milestone of vibration, and I think if you don't achieve that vibration, then it will be dealt with in other ways. You know, and I think you'll maybe be reborn or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
that's your law of the ten virgins, the parable of ten virgins. and that Jesus talked about. He said there were five that were wise and five that were unwise, and there will come a point where, you know, you can go out and get oil, but there'll come a point where, you know, you can't get it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's exactly what you're talking about. That's absolutely true.
Well, it's like Jesus. I mean, yeah, he said, "All ye who believe in me will have everlasting life." And I think that's slightly manipulated. My take on that is, all ye who believe in my teachings will have everlasting life, which means that, you know, you'll transcend, you'll have a high vibration, unconditional love vibration, which is the highest vibration in the universe, you know.
Oh, they're awful. The translations are terrible.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, well, it's interesting with Morgellons. I mean, these chips and things that are in people's bodies, I mean, if you get their vibration so high, low vibration material of any sort cannot live in a high vibration body. That's a fact. So if you can get someone's vibration up, which is hard to achieve because some of them have, you know, some people have so many of these chips inside them, but if you can get that vibration so high, then these things will naturally not be in the body. They'll get fried because they can't stand high vibration. And it's the same with entities, you know, like we said before. Negative entities can't get within because, you know, they can't live in a high vibration body. So it's very interesting. Well, you know, entities, I mean, I think, you know, there's Zetas, there's, you know, Zeta Greys, there's Anunnaki, Draconians. They all cause different symptoms. The Zeta tend to sit across the heart, so they cause heart problems. You know, the Anunnaki sit in the abdomen, so they cause basically bad backs, fibromyalgia, chronic depression. If you get a Draconian, Draconians are the worst. They're dark as hell. And again, they're fallen angels, you know, or fallen souls, you know. But if they get within a person, they can cause things like stroke symptoms. I mean, I remember having a lady in here, and the whole side of her face was drooped, and she was dribbling, and, you know, she said, "I've got a problem." But she said, "I've been to hospital, they did a scan on her brain, and there's nothing wrong with it, you know." I said, "Well, it's an entity, you know." So I basically brought her in the room, and she got on the massage table. I went after the entity, and it was moving around the body, and her whole face was changing. So I opened a portal and got it escorted out of her body, and her whole face just went back to normal. It was just amazing. So she had two treatments, and it was completely gone. So it's fantastic.
Outstanding.
But, you know, we do get blessed every day by all this work, and, you know, like I say, we do 12 healings a day. I had to try and do as much as possible to help.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I know, I'm a low, you know, level one Reiki, and I know every time I give somebody, you know, every time you give a treatment, you get one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can imagine, I get cooked every day. I mean, the energy I'm using is different. It comes from the 12th dimension. It's what I call unconditional love of God. It's very powerful. I can step it up and make someone so spiritually drunk that it probably takes them about 2 hours to come down. I had a lady in about 2-3 years ago, and it was interesting because I sent her this energy, a vortex of energy, and she was collapsed in the corner, and she goes, "Oh, I love God." Bless her heart.
Uh-huh.
It took her about 2 hours to get the vibration down so she could actually stand up. But she just felt so good after, because when you send a vortex that high, your body, you know, all your molecules in your body and, you know, your cells are catching up with that vibration. So that's why it takes a few sessions to get someone to the God space, because you send a vortex, the vibration increases, it drops a bit. You send another vortex, the vibration increases more and it drops a bit. And, you know, so eventually you get into the God space. But it's even the same with things like leukemia. Leukemia is caused by a low vibration in the liver. So depending on where your entity sits, if it sits over the liver, you know, your liver's vibrating low, it's not working properly, you've got toxins going all around your system, it attacks the bone marrow, changes the platelets, and suddenly you end up with leukemia. And we've got rid of leukemia many times by just, you know, stripping out the entity, revibrating the liver, and then get God's angelic beings to re-manifest the platelets and, you know, tissue that's been damaged by the toxins. And, you know, I've had people suddenly, about 7 to 10 sessions, they've been completely completely better, you know, so it's amazing.
Uh-huh. I know when, years ago, when I started running across these concepts like, you know, 12th dimensions and vortexes, you know, when you hang around traditional native healers, you're kind of told, you know, well, you know, be careful with, you know, with people that have different paths, but But when I looked into esoteric Judaism, I mean, this is scriptural what you're talking about, but because the Torah says that there are 11 curtains between us and the throne. So there, and mathematically, when you're talking about physicists, most of these guys, like Einstein's, you know, read the Torah, and they've worked it out mathematically that there's 11 or 12 dimensions. The math doesn't work out for 13, but it works out for 12. So
it does, yeah.
Scientists are figuring out that what you guys are saying is the truth.
Correct. Well, it's interesting because, you know, you look at, the human race was spliced, you know, by, you know, the creator gods, what I call the creator gods of the human race, the Arcturians, Sumerians, and Palladians, and, you know, they police the soul recycling process down here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you come and learn, you know, you go back up, they show you a video of your life, you know, when you pass and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
You then get put back down, like, go learn again, and you can be hundreds of thousands of times, but each time your vibration's increasing, your wealth of knowledge is increasing, to a point where you get to the, in quotes, Christ consciousness. And when you reach that consciousness, it's time, then you don't need to come back anymore. You know, you've learned, you know.
It's like that movie Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. And
absolutely.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
You know, I think, you know, and then you, obviously you've got God of the Universe, and you've got the Galactic Federation and everything policing all this sort of thing, you know, and there's a whole host of stuff, you know, and I think it's kind of very exciting. I mean, they showed me all this, and they showed me who's doing what, where, and why, and, you know, over the meditation periods. Because I don't particularly read books, because I think, you know, it can dilute the knowledge I was given, you know. I mean, I came from the Melchizedek Order to do some work for them, you know, and, you know, I'm down here to do healing and teaching, and I think, you know, the healing I do is very effective, and, you know, therefore I ask God to train, you know, and, you know, so the angelic realm and God, you know, sometimes I say, well, hey, how about this? I mean, we can tachyonize someone's spine, and you can step it back in time. So if someone's had a car crash, I've done this a few times, if someone's had a car crash and their spine's been crippled, you can tachyonize it, step it back in time, and then at a particular time before the car crash, obviously then you've got a time shift between the spine and the actual body, and then you have to get them to reintegrate it back into the body. And it has amazing effect. But it doesn't wipe people out. You know, so.
I haven't been paying attention. We do have a caller. Would you like to take a call?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, caller. What's your name? Sorry, you've been waiting about 4 minutes. I wasn't paying attention. Who do we have on the line?
This is Louie.
Hi, Louie.
Yes.
Did you have a question for Christopher?
Yeah. My wife has 6 blood clots in her lungs. And I was wondering if it's a spiritual thing or a natural thing.
Well, it's kind of closely linked. She's got 6 what, nodules or... What exactly are they?
Blood clots.
Oh, right, okay. It will be because of low vibration. I mean, one thing I teach is your body cannot get sick if it's high vibration. So because the vibration's dropped, and let's just have a look, and because she's probably got an entity, I mean, does she have lower back problems?
Yes.
Yeah, does she get kind of headaches, or has she got tight muscles on the shoulder?
Yeah, she has I'll have her talk to you, okay? There she is.
Oh, okay, bless you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, it's Christopher.
Hi, you're calling from Albuquerque?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have a question for Christopher?
So you got problems, right? You got now. Problems. You got problems with your lungs.
Yes. I had blood clots in my lungs, and then right after that, I had got kidney stones, and just really been suffering with lots of things ever since, blood clots.
Well, those problems are caused by having an entity. You've got an entity. Have you got tight muscles on your shoulder? Your shoulder muscles always very tight.
Yes.
Well, what you've got is you've got an entity in you, and what's happening is because of the vibration and where it's sitting slightly above the abdomen. What's happening is that it's dropped the vibration of your abdomen, so the kidney stones are coming from basically leaching. They're not discharging all the toxins and things properly. They're not working properly. So you'll probably find your kidneys, let's have a look, probably are working the same 37-38% of what they should do. So what you need to do is revibrate your kidneys. Now, the angelic beings, if we do an esoteric operation, can break down the kidney stones. It takes about 4 or 5 sessions, and they'll break them down and discharge them through the normal cycle. And, you know, certainly the problems in your lungs can actually be cleared up by combing your lungs out again on an esoteric operation. So spiritual is linked to third dimensional, you know, problems. I mean, if you get problems in your body, never supposed to be sick. So if it gets sick, there's always a reason for it. And your reason
right.
is that. Do you get a little bit of depression, like negative thoughts?
I've been depressed for the majority of my life.
Yeah, well, I know what it is, you know, and we can certainly help with that. We can get rid of it completely. The negative thoughts are coming from the entity within your abdomen. I mean, does your abdomen feel strangely tight at the moment? Does it feel tight? Can you feel like a weird
tightness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, what's happening? I was just sending it a little bit of energy, and it's going, ugh, I hate this high vibration energy. So it's starting to tighten. It's starting to, you know, sort of tighten itself. And, oh, I don't like, because negative entities don't like high vibration energy. And so they tighten within the abdomen. And the lower back problem. You have lower back problems in L5.
Yes.
Just above the sacrum. Yeah, it's a classic symptom. You've got an Anunnaki being in you. It's an entity. It's a fallen soul. I mean, it needs taking out. And then, you know, we can clear all that up. So if you want to give us a ring offline, bless your heart, we can get you back and up and running.
That would really be great. How would I do that?
Well, if you want to give us a ring, my office number is 417, if you want to write this down.
Okay, hold on.
It's 417.
Okay.
334-6200.
6200.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you give us a ring tomorrow, we can book you in. You know, we normally have a 3-week waiting list because we get so busy, but we can certainly take care of it, bless your heart, and get you back up and running and get you happy and in the God space again. That's what you need.
Well, that would be great, then.
Wouldn't that
I'll
be wonderful?
Forward.
Oh, bless your heart. We'll give you a ring tomorrow.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks
bless
for calling. Bye bye. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
sounded like she might have been a native person. They were calling from the Albuquerque Raton area, and. And these people, you know, traditionally they're maybe not so much now, but they used to be very aware of entities, you know, and particularly the Navajo and Aino were very sensitive to this kind of information. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, it's interesting because I remember when, you know, I mean, I always go back to, I like Jesus' teaching, and I know some of the Bible's a bit sort of skew-whiff in some places, but. You know, if you look at, you know, the teachings, one of the things he said was when he's on the cross that, you know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, you know. And I think what he meant by that is, you know, he basically was trying to get forgiveness because people are manipulated, you know, by entities, by energies, by all sorts of things. I mean, at the moment, you know, we've got Luciferians out to play. They're 4.3 billion light years away, but they're affecting this Earth in big time at the moment, you know, so... it's quite interesting what's going on, you know. But if you know if you move forward with things like arthritis, you know, arthritis. People say, well, you get arthritis because you're old. You really don't. You get arthritis because your meridian lines are blocked. You can imagine, if you've got an entity in your abdomen, you've got no energy flow below your abdomen because the meridian lines are blocked. So what tends to happen is you get crystallization of the joints. And I've had people with big spurs and all sorts of things, and, you know, we've taken the entity out, reconnecting the meridian lines, combing the meridian lines out so there's energy flow, so the arthritis is getting no worse. And then what we do is send the angelic beings to break down the arthritis, break down the crystallization, and discharge it through the body at the speed that God decides. And it can take 4 or 5 sessions, and they break it down, discharge it through the kidneys, you know, through the lymphatic system, and suddenly it's gone. You know, it takes about 4 or 5. I mean, I've treated all types of arthritis, you know, rheumatoid arthritis and all sorts of things. So, you know, it's incredible. There's always a reason. You know, you don't just get sick because you're old.
Fascinating. Well, let's see. I was going to try to see if I can get hold of Mark. Lines are open. Number is 347-996-3318. I know Tim Guns is listening. Tim, if you feel like, give us a call. He's your associate. And
yeah, absolutely.
We were talking about we're the same clan. My mother's father's people were Wilsons, and they're Gunn clan.
Absolutely.
And, way northern Scotland, and interesting clan. But I was expecting to hear from Mark. Mark does Mayan birthday readings, and he can tell you a lot about yourself based on your Mayan birth date, and but I'm not sure he's around or not. I was hoping to get him on to give you a Mayan birthday reading.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, absolutely.
But he doesn't seem to be around. So unfortunately, but if I can get him on the line, maybe he'll call. Oh, here we got. Hi, caller. Who's calling from where?
This is Tim calling from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Just thought we'd get you to chime in and a little bit of a lull in the show. And by the way, if you guys ever want to take a break, just let us know. We've got some good music that we could play, and been on almost an hour. But if you need to pause for the cause, just let me know.
Well, I had to acknowledge a fellow clansman, Will.
Yeah. We did come from an interesting clan. I've just looked into a lot. I've been gifted to learn a lot about my genealogy. But my father's father was born in Sweden, and mother was born in Germany. But my first wife and I did a lot of genealogy and backed all our lines up, a lot of them 13 generations, far back as you can, 1300s, but it's an eye-opener to know who you really are.
You'd mentioned, Will, that, we discussed earlier that our clan also extends to Scotland,
uh-huh.
The clan Gunn, and of course you'd brought up the Sinclairs.
Uh-huh.
And of course the Sinclairs are very much linked with the Templars.
That's right.
And that's something that Christopher can address, because he has some familiarity with the Templars, do you not, Christopher?
I did, actually, yeah. I used to be a member, but I kind of I pulled out because, I decided that, it wasn't the right path for me. But they've got some interesting knowledge, they have a lot of knowledge that, has been brought down, Magdalene and what's going on, and they keep knowledge alive so that they can educate the Templar people.
Well, you mentioned the Magdalene, and there's quite the resurgence of the feminine energies led by the Magdalene energies. What would you say about that? Is that something you can address?
I think it's interesting because all the souls that were around 2,000 years ago are back, and it's very interesting, including the Magdalene soul and, the Christ soul as well. In fact, the Christ soul this time has been split into two, very interesting. And, I met some of these souls all over the world when I was travelling, and I think, you know, this time, you know, the feminine energy seems to be welling up an awful lot because it is the unconditional love of, you know, energy. So, you know, I think if you've got a well-balanced feminine masculine energy, it works in symbiont very well.
It does, and I think it. Many say it ties in with the recent re-emergence of the planet Neptune into the sign of Pisces, which it rules, which has, I understand, a very strong connection with the divine feminine. And, you know, here we have the planet that rules the divine feminine back in its home sign for the first time in, I don't know, something like 180 years. And here we have this, you know, resurgence of the feminine energies after so much, after nearly 2,000 years of masculine dominance on the planet, and look where it's got us, you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think a lot of this change was, I mean, the Draconians hit this planet about 4,000 years ago. And I think, you know, they were the ones that seemed to create the Roman Empire, which wasn't a pleasant empire, to say the least. But this empire is still here, you know.
Yep.
It's now called the Illuminati, but it's still the same, you know, entities and people who were driving it all those years ago that are driving it today.
And it seems like it takes the reemergence of the feminine energies to help rebalance the overall energies on the planet, so that we have more harmony and less discord. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, it's so important. Yeah, and you know, I think that's why, you know, I do a lot of work to get people to the God space, because you know, when you get to God space, you've got such a good balance, and you know, when you can wake up in the morning, you know, you wake up and think, oh my God, I'm having such a blessed day, and the day hasn't even started. You know, you're kind of in the God space, and you know, you've got a big smile on your face, and that stays on all day. You know, that's got to be a space, I think, that I try and get people to, because
well, you know
they
what,
need to be
the simple act of laughter, you know, raises your energy. Well, you know, when you come out of somewhere like a comedy store or some such place, you know, your sides splitting, you've been laughing so much, you're floating on air. It's because your energy's risen, and laughter will do that. Laughter will heal. Keeping it light instead of heavy can help the healing process, you know. And this is something that Christopher teaches. You can tell by his manner that he keeps things light. He laughs a lot, and I think people can learn a lot just by doing that, and just by keeping things light in their life, you know, and exercising the chuckle muscle, if you will, every day. You know, we can help to expedite the healing process for whatever it is we need to have healed.
I mean, I think people just need to have fun again. It's even like going into, you know, a shopping mall like Walmart or somewhere like that, you know. I mean, you know, you can go in and have a miserable time, or you can go in and have trolley races down the aisle and do daft things and, you know, have a laugh with the assistants, and it can be an enjoyable experience. You know?
Well, of course
it's
it can.
Like,
you know, we get so steeped in convention, you know, we allow it to inhibit our true selves. And our true selves, I think, if they were allowed to be who they were, would like to be playful beings, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're always playful. And, you know, even at lunchtime, I mean, I didn't touch on this much, but, you know, if you cook some really exciting food, you know, you can spend an hour together, you know, just having some fun in the kitchen, a bit of banter, and cooking some delicious food that's got some nutrients in, you know. And, you know, you can enjoy the whole experience. It's not about the eating. It's about the experience, you know. And that's why I try and sort of teach people, you know, slow down, you know, take a deep breath, and enjoy your life in the now. Forget about the future.
And the food itself probably responds to that uplifting energy as well, you know.
Well, you know, we've got a prayer for food, and you know, I haven't been through that, but, you know, food has kind of got 20% of the nutrients, even organic, 20% of the nutrients that it used to have. And so,
yep.
You know, what we do is every time we have a plate of food, and you can try this, I'll put the prayer on the website, but every time we have dinner, you know, we re-vibrate the whole dinner. And, you know, the prayer is very simple. It just says, I am of God, I ground myself to the earth, and it's a grounding bit. It says, I command you, God, to optimize the nutritional value of the food, remove the toxins, and bless the souls of the animals and plants that allowed my body this nutrition. I thank you, God, and send you my unconditional love. Now, if you say that with authority, and that's another thing, you know, I always teach people, say things with authority and really mean it. If you do that, you know, if you taste the food before you do that and taste it after, it tastes very different. So you need to put your hands both sides. And like I say, we've got these prayers on the, well, we'll have them on the website, hopefully tomorrow, so you can go on the website and download them.
The website being ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com, right?
That's the one, yeah. So, you know, you can go on the website, and it really helps, you know, you put your hands around the food, say it with authority, God, I command you, you know. One thing I've learned with all this healing is God likes a bit of feistiness. It's no use just being
right.
humble and saying,
right.
oh, well, you know, I'm going to crap claps in the corner, I'm not worthy. Do you know what?
He loves it when you win an argument with him. Absolutely.
Well, if you say, I command you, and then I thank you, God, and send you my unconditional love, you rebalance in the command with a thank you, and you've got my unconditional love, and it really works. You know?
Those guys that wear the black hats in Jerusalem, that's what they would say. He loves it when you win an argument. And I have found that, now, Sun Bear always said, hey, if you really want to get God's attention, start yelling.
And he could do that, Will. I met Sun Bear a few times, and he was a feisty fellow, let me tell you.
Yep,
and, but he had power about him, and when he said something, you believed it.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I had a lady with cancer of the lungs. It was about a year and a half ago now. And she came to see me, and anyway, I gave her the prayer of protection, and that basically just says, I'm a God, I ground myself to the earth. I command you, God, to put a bubble of unconditional love around me to protect me from any negative entities, manipulations, and negative radionics. Thank you, God, and send you my unconditional love. So gave her the prayer, she went home. She came back in the next week, and she looked worse than ever. What's happening here? So I said, what's happened? Oh, I just don't feel well. So anyway, I did some more healing, got her back, and she looked better. She went home again. I thought, what's going on? She came back the next week, and she looked worse again. And I said, what are you doing? You know, are you saying the prayer? Yeah. I said, okay, say it. She goes, well, I command you, God's will. I said, well, that's no good. So I said, right, say it with authority. So she tried it. And, no, say it with authority until you get that spiritual shiver down your back. Anyway, she said it. And, oh, wow, I feel that. It worked, you know. I said, well, when you get that spiritual shiver or, you know, your hairs are standing on end, you know that you're talking to the divine. And if you don't get that spiritual shiver, you're really not, you know. And anyway, she went back home. She phoned me up at the weekend. She said, oh, my God, I'm having such a wonderful weekend. I feel so well, you know. So it's not just about saying the prayers. It's saying them with enough oomph and authority to kick in, you know, the actual prayer itself, you know, instead of being apathetic. And that's really important, you know.
Is the emotional content, you know, really sort of emoting.
The overwhelming intent, you know.
Right, right.
That's so important. It's amazing.
Well, gentlemen, I should step back, but I just wanted to, call in and say it's a great show. I mean, I was just sitting here captivated listening to you guys going back and forth, but Christopher has so much knowledge of wisdom, and he is, well, such a really great healer, you know. I feel he's destined for big things in terms of helping humanity. So I will bid you both good night, your listening audience too.
Well, appreciate your call. Let's take a 4.5-minute break, and we'll listen to Floyd Red Crow Westerman sing Just Another Holy Man and give us a chance to go freshen up.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Author Ken Caron.
I don't know about you, but I feel a profound, passionate sense that we need to use our human voices to represent some of these things that can't speak for themselves. I mean, responsibility is kind of a heavy word, but we have an opportunity. We have something we can really give the earth. Think of all that the earth has given us. We've got a real chance here to give back a gift to the earth and all her creatures by going with our hearts and by getting involved in whatever that issue-related area is for you. I just want to say, like, I really believe in the Rainbow Warriors. The true human. Rainbow Warriors, like, go for it. All of you, whatever it is, whatever your path is, whatever you're called toward, go for it.
There was a man named Mahatma Gandhi. Would not bow down, he would not fight. He knew the deal was down and dirty. Nothing wrong could make it right away, but he knew his duty and the price he had to pay. Just another holy man, dared to be a friend. My God, they killed him. Another man from Atlanta, Georgia. Name of Martin Luther King. Shook the land like rolling thunder. Made the bell of freedom ring that day. But his dream of beauty that they could not burn away. Just another holy man who dared to be a friend. My God, they killed him. Another man called Christ Almighty. The only one called Jesus Christ. Healed the lame and fed the hungry. For his love they took his life away. On the road to glory, where the story never ends. Just another holy man, dared to be a friend. My God, they killed him. There is a place called South Dakota. It's the home of Sitting Bull. He was branded a Redskin savage when he tried to defend his land that day. But his dream of beauty that they could not burn away. Just another holy man, dared to be a friend. My God, they killed him. Sing the song of Mahatma Gandhi. Sing of Martin Luther King. Sing the song of Christ Almighty. Sing the song of Sitting Bull.
Floyd Westerman, ladies and gentlemen. Floyd Westerman. He's a powerful presence on this earth, that man.
Yeah, just another holy man. I guess that's what we are. We have to watch it. We have to watch it. Not everybody likes what we're doing.
Well, no. But then, you know, not everyone can like it, but that's okay. You know, that's their reality, you know, not ours.
Yeah, I know when I was about, I guess I was about 12 before I figured, I just couldn't believe not everybody liked me. Oh, interesting. Yeah. My dad explained it to me. That's what the book. But see, I was always the biggest one in the class, other than the teacher usually, and tallest. And and so I didn't get a lot of bullying. I got a little bit, but I wasn't victimized like some could be. And what was your, not change the subject, but what was your childhood like?
I was okay, you know. I was kind of different, I think. I saw different, you know. I was very good. It's interesting, I was very good with people, and, you know, if you got bullies, I could disseminate, you know, I could stop any bullying or anything else, and I was always quite good with people. They always seemed to listen to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I realized I had a gift with people, and, you know, I think I still do, because, you know, part of the healing process is, you know, you've got to get people to feel good about themselves, you know. It's no use just, I want to do a bit of healing, that's it. You know, you've got to talk and, you know, get people to listen about, you know, how they could improve their lives, and you know, look at the gifts you've got, and, you know, you are a great person, you know, and you can make a great contribution to this earth, you know, if you get yourself back into the decent vibration state. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of cancelling, spiritual cancelling, I suppose, with this, you know, with this healing as well. You know, it's not just the healing, you know. And that's an important process, you know.
I know Red Elk, when he was younger, lived in Detroit, and he would intervene, you know, between the gangs and kind of a crossing the switchblade kind of a story, but it was his real life. And he was chosen at, I think, age 5 or something, or maybe younger, to be a medicine man, and then he was moved to Detroit. And yeah, and my son has that gift too. He hasn't figured out spirituality yet. You know, his mom and I'm sure just kind of burn him out. He's got to be 27. I never have pushed it with him, but yeah, generally. I was told in a dream that I really wouldn't even be able to start, you know, my ministry until I was 30, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that year. That's the same thing happened with Jesus. I don't know what it is about that age.
Well, I actually think that, you know, mine's happened later, although, you know, I've been very gifted. I think, you know, I was put in a situation where we can now start it. I mean, this ministry, Crystal Macklin Ministry, we set up a year last March, and, you know, it's gone from strength to strength, and it's because it's got divinity. We're helping people. We didn't set up, you know, as a corporate machine. We set it up to help people, and that's what we do every day. And I think if it was set up any earlier, everything's about timing. You know, I always go back to timing. If you did things too early, maybe people would be watching you because of your gifts, and, you know, maybe, you know, you'd end up with problems or whatever. I don't know. You know, and I don't get engaged with that fear, because I know I'm very protected. You know, I'm doing the right thing. And, you know, blessing people with the gift of healing, you know, it's God's healing, but you're still a conduit. It's like an in symbiont relationship, you know. There's God, there's me, there's the angelic beings. We're all, you know, having a part to play in healing people, you know. And it's a blessing to watch it all happen, you know. It's amazing. But I think if it happened too early, you know, it can cause issues, because, you know, if you're gifted and, you know, you become quite well known, and I guess, you know, you can have all sorts of issues going on with pharmaceuticals and things, because they don't like it. They want to profit you.
Yeah.
Third dimensional medicine, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some of the drugs they give is just dreadful, you know, and it's sad, but, you know, it's their choice, and, you know, I'm not going to judge them for it, because that's their choice. It's a corporate machine. You know, I'm doing divine healing, and it does help people, and, you know, people get well all the time, you know, and, I mean, you know, there's a few issues like with cancer, you know. I mean, cancer is a symptom. You know, when people come in, you know, I've had people come in and say, well, I've got 4 weeks to live. I said, well, who told you that? God. I said, no, the doctor. Said, well, why are you listening to the doctor? You know, if God told you you've got 4 weeks to live, you've got 4 weeks to live. If the doctor told you you've got 4 weeks to live, then actually it's your choice. You know, if you want to manifest your death, that's okay. If you want to get better, then let's get on with it, you know. Do you want to live, or do you want to pass? And, you know, they all say, oh, I want to live, you know. Well, let's get on with it then. And suddenly the cancer goes, well, wow, you know. And it's just a symptom. The cause is low vibration and, you know, entities or whatever it is, toxins. And you can comb all these things out, because they are a mere vibration. Even poisons, you know, they're a vibration. You just comb them out of the body, you can get rid of them straight away, you know, so... And, you know, all cancer, you know, I've dealt with all types of cancer, brain tumors, you know, cancer on the back, cancer of the skin, liver, you know, pancreas. And, but, you know, one of the participation, the participant has got to be want to live. You know, if you don't want to live, then that's okay. You can still heal, because you can alleviate the pain, but they'll still pass, because they're going to block that healing happening, you know. And it doesn't happen very often. I mean, I've had very few people pass on me, but, you know, there has been one or two, but it was their choice, you know.
Yeah.
But there can still be a healing, because you can heal, you know. They died in dignity with no pain, no morphine, no nothing, even with, you know, liver and pancreatic cancer. So that's got to be a big deal, you know, because most people are on morphine, you know, when they've got 4 to 6 weeks to live, and, you know, they just get so pickled that the body vibration drops so bad, they probably die before they're supposed to anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But, another thing I was going to talk about, if I may, is you know, women's problems like endometriosis and fibroids and things like this, and again, I mean, entities or blockages in the womb can cause all these things, and we've got rid of these very quickly. We've broken down fibroids. Endometriosis tends to happen because, again, an entity is sitting over the womb, and the womb has an esoteric, like, crystal structure around it, which you can't see, but it's there. So what happens is the entity kind of breaks that down a lot, so you get heavy periods, you get all sorts of problems and women's problems, and, you know, you get cysts on the ovaries, all caused by the entity, you know. And again, we've got rid of endometriosis. In fact, you know, I remember a girl who came in and they tried to do an operation. She had a huge scar, and I did two sessions with her, and we realigned the crystal structure of the womb. I got the angelic beings in. They did an esoteric operation to do that. They cleared the whole womb out, and in fact, the scar disappeared as well. She was just blown away because she was quite young, you know, and she's obviously wearing bikinis and things like this. And she phoned me up and she said, "Wow, the scar's gone," you know. And I said, "Well, you know, that's God's healing for you, you know. You know, if God created you, God can certainly heal you just like that, you know. But, you know, I just act as a participant. But, you know, it's a blessing to have this gift, I guess." So, you know, there's all types of things we've been involved with. It's amazing, you know. We could go on and on and on all night, I guess.
Yeah, but, it's a blessing, and there's it's a responsibility. I know Casey, my God, he had no life.
It is a responsibility. I mean, I get people phoning me up at 9 o'clock at night, and if they're in terrible pain or something, you know, I set them up at home, and set the angelic beings up with them, and I'll put them, you know, in a protection, and you know, they're worked on all night, and they do get better. You know, they get alleviation from the pain until we can get around to doing something about it. But it is a vocation. It's not a job. You know, you can't treat, you know, people say, "Oh, I'm a healer," you know. Yeah, I go in at 9 o'clock and I finish at one, or, you know, whatever they do. You can't do that, you know, because, you know, it's a full-time vocation. You have to be there for people. It's not about money. It's not about anything. It's about people. And I think, you know, it is a responsibility. And even at night, you know, I get, you know, sort of woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning, because the dark side are out to play. So I come down the office, take out the dark side, and ask God to remove, you know, them and bring them back to God with unconditional love, and remove some of the ships that are tinkering around. And you can see the vibration starting to increase, and, you know, ask them to open the portal and bring unconditional love again. And I can see the vibration change. I'm gifted to see beings. I'm gifted to see ships. I'm gifted to see, you know, vibration as well. You know, I can see it all around. So, again, you know, if God wakes you up at 2 o'clock and says, "Hey, you know, look at the vibration is dropping," what do you do? "Oh, sorry, leave it. I'll go back to sleep." No, you know, you have to do something about it. So it is a vocation, and I think, you know, you have to take it very seriously, you know, which I do. You know, we're in, like I say, 12 hours a day, you know, but it is a blessing, you know. You get blessed every day, so, you know, it counterbalances itself with the hard work of, you know, having the blessing to see people like the phone call this morning, you know. I'm free of cancer after 5-6 sessions, you know, it's gone. And this lady was so excited. She said, "Oh, I'll speak to you next week." And, you know, that just makes me so happy, you know. It brings such a smile to your face, you know. So, you know, it's just not work. It's just a vocation. You know? And I love it, you know.
Hey, folks, I was going to say, we'd love to have, you know, we've love to have you call in. We're at 347-996-3318. If you'd like to talk with Christopher, we'd love to have you on the air. And I know there's people out there. They, you know, people are shy, and but yeah, feel free to give a call. Some people just, you know how it is.
Well, one of the things, you know, maybe while we're waiting for callers, one of the interesting things that, you know, people keep bringing up is radionic machines, you know. And what's interesting about that is that radionic machines, as you know, can be used for good or evil, you know, depending on what you want to do with it. You know, you can set the intention to transmit arsenic into someone's gut and, you know, cause them all sorts of stomach problems, which will paralyze the ability to create feces. Or, you know, you can use it for good and, you know, sending good things and good vibration to help them. Now, what's interesting is that I've found a lot of people who use radionic machines do not protect them. So if you can imagine, you've got negative entities all around you just waiting to manipulate. And you're sitting on a radionic machine that you can set an intention, and that machine will transmit a frequency to somebody. You can imagine what's going to happen. They're just going to tinker with it and manipulate it. And I've seen so many radionic problems of people not protecting the radionic machine. So again, you know, there is a prayer which puts an esoteric pyramid around the radiant machine and programs it with DNA, so you know, so as not to allow anything except for your highest good to enter. And if you put that esoteric pyramid around the radiant machine, it will protect it. But you know, people don't do that; they don't protect things properly. Because, like I say, the darkness has got so dark that you know you really have to make sure that you're protecting them. That's, you know, that's one of the main things I harp on about, I guess. I've also got a prayer which also takes out manipulation. One of the things that people get a lot of is feeling insecure. They get this insecure feeling like you've got an examination tomorrow, and when they haven't, and you know, his tummy's got butterflies. You think, where on earth is this coming from? Well, where it's coming from is the Anunnaki, or Draconians, actually, they remote view you, you know, and they're watching you. You can have 12, 15 watching you at any one time. And because of the energy link, you're getting like a, you know, an insecure feeling. You think, well, I don't understand, you know, I haven't got an examination, and, you know, there's no reason why I should be feeling like this. And what it is it's remote viewing, the dark side, or, you know, the fallen souls, as I call them. You know, remote viewing you. So I've got a prayer to take that out and take, you know, machines out and manipulation up to 20 billion light years away. So you can make rest assured that 20 billion light years away, they can't really touch you. So, you know, that prayer, again, is available. So if you ever feel like that, or you've got heart palpitations in the middle of the night, or you feel you're being watched or something's happening, it's a spiritual attack.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is give out that prayer. It takes 2 minutes and you'll find the whole symptom disappears. So again, we've got that for people if they want to look on the website, which is Christopher Macklin Ministries.
I've got a friend by the name of Jerry Maurer. He lives out in Utah. He's an ex-Special Forces guy and did a lot of traveling. And he was told back about 1990, I want to say, that he had cancer in all of his lymph nodes and had a few weeks to live. He got a hold of a machine. Now, my chiropractor in Kabul, David Vickerman, has one of these machines. Doesn't use it very much. It's just in a like an attaché case, but it has two leads, and it has that end up with glass tubes, maybe half inch in diameter. One of them's a straight tube, and one of them's straight with a slight bend at the end. And Jerry called it an ozone machine, but he cured himself of cancer. He was going to be dead, but. What do you know about those machines?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of vibrational machines about. You know, there's a lot of what I call low frequency machines, which is radionics. You know, and you know that they're all over the place for bad, and they're all over the place for good. And so they do help because they help get your vibration up. I mean, cancer. You know, cancer, like I say, can't live in a high vibration body. But I think there's also, I mean, Jesus said, you know, you can heal yourself if you only believe it. But sometimes I think with machines or something, people get the placebo effect because they just absolutely believe, wow, this machine's going to heal me, and it will, because they're healing themselves. And you know, that effect helps as well. You know, when you speak with, oh, right, we're going to get you well, I mean, that person's helping because they're getting their vibration up. And that cancer's dying, you know. I mean, I had a guy today, you know, I was working on his tumor, and he felt burning. He felt like there was a burning sensation. I said, oh, yeah, that's basically the energy killing off the cancer cells. And it wasn't a terrible burn. It was just like a low level, you know, you could just feel it burning, and then it just went off. And I said, well, the cancer cells are now dead. Now we've just got to get them out of your body. So, you know, the angelic beings comb them out, again, at the rate that your body can stand, you know, because everyone's system is different. Everyone's, you know, lymphatic system. But I've had people with, you know, lymphatic cancer, and again, you know, they send about 2,000-3,000 angelic beings and comb out the whole lymphatic system, destroy all the cancer cells. And I had a lady who had 4 weeks to live, and she had the same thing, you know, and it gone within about, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks, you know. It was amazing. But, you know, so it's there's lots of stories like that. One interesting story, actually, which... you might find interesting. I had a lady from Serbia who phoned me up, and she said, my father's leg, they're going to amputate it tomorrow morning. Can you help her? Oh, wow. So I remote viewed him, and I saw a radionic dial, like a chip type thing in his leg that was affected by radionics, and it had blocked the meridian line. So his whole leg was black. His foot was black, and his leg was swollen, really angry. Anyway, I said, well, yeah, we can do something about it. I said, but it's going to take 3 days to get it better. So I said, I'll take the radionic dart out. We'll comb his meridian lines, reconnect them, and get energy flowing down his leg. And I said, within 3 days, it'll be gone. But I said, you're going to have to persuade the surgeon to hang off a bit. So this was quite a sad case, really. She went in the next day, and she looked at his leg. Instead of being angry, it was pink. The swelling had gone down a lot, but not completely, because it was going to take 3 days. And the blackness had completely disappeared in his foot. So she said to his father, look, you know, your leg's much better. I've got this divine healer. He said, nah, take it off. You know, I've had enough of it. So, oh, so she went to see the surgeon. Said, look, come and have a look at his leg. He had a look. Said, yeah, but, you know, it needs taking off. And so they took it off, you know. Oh, my goodness. And she was so angry. And God bless it, it took me 2 weeks to counsel her to say, look, it's not your leg. It was his choice, you know. And it's such a shame because, his leg would have got completely better. But then you get phantom pain, which is, you know, the meridian lines are still there. But, you know, when you amputate someone's leg, the meridian lines are still there. So, you know, I had a guy who came to me and his leg was amputated when he's 4. And he'd had terrible pain from since he was 4 and he was about 63. And so what happened is I broke all the meridian lines at the stub, reformed them around the stub, and that pain completely went away, you know. So it's just amazing, you know. There are different things you come across, yeah. So.
Have you ever heard of Philip Savage?
No, I haven't actually, no.
Yeah, he was born in Brittany. He's a last in line of he's got both a male and female line of Celts, and quite an interesting guy. I'll send you a link, but he does long distance healing. They have a global experiment called the Fireburn Doctors, and they have if you call in within a half an hour, send them a information about yourself or a picture of the burn. They've had third degree burns that have been healed within a very short period of time, and of course, you know, James Randi is they want to know how this works. And,
oh yeah, well,
you know, when they don't get the satisfaction, then they just poo poo it. And you can Google Savage, Savage, Philip Savage. And he's at psproof.com. You personally might find his. He calls himself a biomatrix hacker, and I think that's a little bit about what you do. But he just accesses the biomatrix and goes in anyway. Yeah, I was just wondering if you ever heard of him.
No, I'm not sure. I mean. You know, I guess, you know, a lot of this thing, you know, there's lots of facets to healing. I mean, I had a lady came in and she said, well, you know, what do you do, energy? I said, well, it's not just energy. I said, you know, she said, well, you know, I know people who do Reiki. So, well, that's like going, you know, because she was actually a teacher, sort of music teacher. And she said, well, how's yours work? You know, I said, well, you know, there's different facets. You know, if you look at an orchestra, there's like the violinist might be the energy, and, you know, there's a trombone, that might be the, you know, the angelic beings and something else. And I said, if you put the whole orchestra together, that's what we do. You know, we try and do everything so that the whole thing will get healed. But it is a lot about vibration. You know? I mean, like I say, you know, I think people can heal themselves if they could only just believe it. And most people can't quite believe it. I mean, God works at 1 second to 12, you know, and not a second before. And so God wants to see a commitment, you know. Do you really believe it, yes or no? And, you know, if you kind of almost get there but not quite, it's not good enough, you know. And so, you know, I kind of step in as a facilitator to try and, A, educate people, and, B, you know, get their vibration up so, you know, the healing will happen anyway. But, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm finding my way more and more into healing as I get older, and I got invited to get involved with Native American Church with James Mooney. And James is going to be knighted by the Hospitallers this next month, and they're probably the oldest order in the world. Yeah, Knights Templar, and,
yeah.
But they're all
yeah.
healers. And but you know, I got to thinking about that when I was in first grade. I remember they showed us a movie of That famous healer that went to Africa. What was his name? Dr. Livingston. And then they asked everybody what they wanted, you know, the next day or something, they asked everybody what they wanted to be when they grew up, and I said I wanted to be a medical missionary, you know, ever the altruistic guy, you know. And but, you know, that's kind of what I found myself, you know, getting into. And I know a couple of years ago, you know, every once in a while I'll brush off my Reiki, and I decided to see if I could, once I got my hands on a person, to look, just kind of close my eyes and scan their body, and then if I saw an area of their body that looked a little bit different, I would ask them. I said, you know, do you have a problem with such and such an area? You know, and about, you know, 8 or 9 times out of 10, it was, yeah, how'd you know? And I'd say, well, I don't know. I know. I'm just looking at it through spiritual eyes, and looks a little bit different.
Knowing, you know, I mean, I've said a lot of people, you've got problems with your abdomen, you're doing this, and this is happening, you know. And so, well, how do you know? And I can kind of, I don't feel a pain, but you just know, you know, it's a knowing, you know. I can feel like, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, if a lady's got a problem with her breast, I mean, you know, breast cancer is caused by meridian blockage. And I've had loads of ladies come in with breast cancer or cysts or something that's turned into breast cancer. And it's gone because, you know, you comb the meridians of the breast and the energy's flowing, and suddenly the cysts disappear because they're only there because the breast is low vibration, but the rest of their body is okay, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, breast cancer's caused merely by, you know, it's all about energetics and vibration, you know. And so absolutely, you know, I think that's pretty interesting. I mean, you know, you can always feel as well. I mean, I can scan, I can either look or, you know, and know, but I can also scan your hand and you can feel the vibration change when, you know, it's normally in the abdomen or wherever they've got the problem. You can feel like a change in vibration. You think, oh, wow, you've got a problem with the abdomen. Yeah, I do, you know. Okay, and it's even, you know, I mean, people talk about diabetes. Oh, it's food. It's not food. I mean, I can eat 20 cakes and I'll be okay. I'll probably feel a bit sick, but, you know, but my body can process the sugar because it's working properly. If your pancreas isn't working properly, you know, because it's at lower vibration and it's stalling, then of course, you know, you're going to get blood sugar problems. And, you know, again, we've got rid of that because I've got the angelic beings to comb the pancreas, revibrate it, and suddenly it kickstarts it into working. I had a guy and his blood sugar was 600, you know, and he was going blind. And anyway, I worked on him, and he couldn't see a foot away from him, so we worked and got his pancreas right, and, you know, his blood sugar went down to 80, which is normal. And then once he'd done that, I tachyonized his eyes, stepped them back in time, and he could see again. You know, it's just amazing. But, you know, it tachyon energy, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting energy, but it's not always used. It depends, you know, it depends what the angelic realm say. You know, if you want to use tachyon, that's something you. If you want to do it a different way and get the angelic beings doing esoteric operation, then that's kind of their choice, you know.
But, oh, we got a caller.
Sorry.
We've got a caller. Hi, you're calling from area code 740. What's your first name?
My name's Lori.
Lori, you got a question for Christopher?
Yes. I was just wondering, I have a business, and I was wondering if there's much success in the near future.
Right, okay. What sort of business is it?
It's a tea shop.
Okay, that's an interesting question. Actually, I think, do you know what, I'm going to give you a little story, actually, and I'll give you the story. I went to, before I got residency in the USA, I went to Cozumel every 3 months because I had to leave the country and then come back in as a tourist. And so I went to Cozumel this one day, and I was sitting at this bar, you know, just having dinner. And the bar owner came and said, oh, I don't understand it, you know. And it was a lovely bar, you know, it was called Pirate's Bar in Cozumel. And anyway, he said, I don't understand it, people just not coming into the bar. I said, oh, why is that, you know? So I don't know, you know. He said, you know, my prices are competitive, but no one comes in. So I said, okay, let me have a look. So I saw 3 earthbound spirits. Which were distressed, and, you know, earthbound spirits are spirits which, if they pass, they don't quite get to God's realm, and they get stuck here, you know. And if they're here for 300 or 400 years, they get confused and they get agitated, and so they kind of get dark, and they're not dark, you know, because they're dark entities, they're just, you know, agitated. and these spirits were agitated. So I looked at them and I said to him, look over there. I said, just relax your eyes. And I said, can you see three orbs over there? He goes, oh, yeah, I can see them. I said, that's your problem. I said, the distressed spirits, they need moving on. He said, well, can you do it? I said, absolutely. So I moved these spirits on. I did get a free dinner, by the way, which is very nice. So we moved these spirits on, and what I did is I cleared the whole bar. I re-vibrated some water and flicked water around and opened a portal and removed, escorted anything that was in there out, you know, back to God realm with unconditional love, and off they went. So anyway, I was only there for a day, and I was flying back. So he emailed me the week after. He said, oh, my goodness. He said, the bar's been absolutely heaving. It's really successful. And he said, in fact, the bar opposite has nobody in it now.
They moved over there.
He was just blown away. Everyone came over to him, and, you know, 3 months later, the bar opposite went bankrupt because, you know, he was getting all the business. And it was purely because of entities and feng shui, you know, and this sort of thing. It's about energy. So I think any business that's successful, you know, I think it's successful on two things. One is it's very important, obviously, customer service, but I think it's in your hands. You can change it, but maybe, you know, if it's not that busy, then maybe it needs clearing because, you know, if you're serving good food and, you know, your customer service is really good, then there's no reason why that, you know, that tea shop shouldn't get really busy. And if it's not busy, it might be because there's some entities floating around which you don't want in the place, you know. And people, you know, recognize that they feel, you know, negative entities. They don't see them, but they just have this feeling, oh, I don't fancy going in there. And they don't know why, but they just don't fancy it. It's because the third eye, the pineal gland, is recognizing that there's something, you know, not quite right about the place. And so I would say, you know, it's in your hands. I mean, it can be really successful, and that's your reality. If you create that reality and have the no fear and know that it's going to happen and get the place cleared, it will happen. But, you know, I know customer service is one of the key issues, but, you know, if you provide customer service and make people feel welcome and have some fun with them, you know, again, it's being in the fun space, you know, and people come back, oh, wow, it's just an incredible experience. So I think, you know, have a look and, you know, I mean, if you want to give us a call, I can always remote view the place and have a look and see if there's any earthbound spirits and remove them. But, you know, they do help with success, and businesses, any business is the same. So
That's good. That's good advice.
Well, thanks for calling, Lori.
Sure. Thank you.
Hey, you bet. Fascinating, yeah. And sounds like just somebody coming your door.
That's okay. I've got a problem with the telephone. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, orbs, you know, this is a really interesting phenomenon. I stayed with somebody that liked to photograph them. I really wasn't... I'm not a person that goes out and reads everything, you know, on spiritual subjects. I kind of let things come to me. And anyway, this lady, she would just take her camera and just go out at night, or just turn off all the lights and take pictures. And we're standing out on her balcony one night. And, of course, you know, these orbs look like, you know, they're, you know, 6-8 inches, and you could... take a picture of them and then zoom in on them, and they look like cells. But I watched her take a picture of some orbs one time, and I could see at the moment of the flash they were within just an inch or two of her camera lens, and I would say, oh, that one's upper right, or this one's lower left. She said, and that's the way they turned up. And I know Mad Bear Anderson, you know, talked about the elementals that would come into his house and let him know that he was there, and he knew it was time for him to go to sleep and talk to the grandfathers. And but yeah, orbs are fascinating.
Oh, they are, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing.
We've still got a little time if you want to call in, 347-996-3318. Or you can Skype in. There's a little Skype symbol right next to the telephone number. And but other than that, things are winding down. So you having some problems with the phone?
No, it's okay. I think this is just the fax machine. Sorry about that.
Somebody's trying to. Yeah, I can hear it cycling, and that's okay. It's no big deal. But well, it's been fascinating. It's always the reason why I wanted to do this show was, you know, give people a chance to kind of listen in over a period of time for them to kind of learn the mechanics. You know, I kind of feel like this is a technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and there's different traditions that have different angles and ways of looking at this. And my Native American friends, they're very territorial, and they say, well, you know, don't mix things. And but I like to look at the way other people do things. And but I think what it is just everybody just needs to figure out what works for them, because, you know, all these traditions, you know, originally they were just something that somebody discovered through spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it was a healing herb or a procedure or manipulation or whatever. And so, yeah, that was really the reason why, one of the reasons why I put this program together. The other reason was we wanted to take a look at prophecy in general, because Mad Bear was in the, when he passed away, he was in the process of writing a book. He wanted to bring together the prophecies from all over the world. See, he, back in the late 50s, he traveled as a merchant mariner, and he'd walk up to the mountains and go live with the indigenous people. And and so I kind of wanted to use the technology that we have to do a little bit of that, and we've been blessed to be able to talk with people from all over the world. And we got some pretty heavy-duty healers that are going to be coming on. Oh, let's see. There's a doctor. See if I can find him. I forget. His name is Andrew. He lives in Peru. Oh, he just sent me something. But he's oh yeah, Andrew McLean Pagan. He's quite a guy. I kind of came to the conclusion that he was really the person that the movie Medicine Man with our old buddy that played James Bond, brain fart. Who played James Bond that was so famous from Scotland?
Yeah,
we're both. Anyway, everybody knows what I'm talking
about. I can picture him.
Yeah, that movie that was made here about 15, 20 years ago.
He was in Indiana Jones as well.
Medicine Man, yeah. And yeah. Andrew McLean Pagan, and we're going to have him on sometime soon. And Sunday nights, we kind of talk about Native American church, and including the use of medicinal and sacramental plants. And well, let's see if we don't have another caller who might just want to wind things down. And
well, if I can say, you know, if I can just go through, we're doing a couple of sessions, we're actually doing a couple of visits to some
got 20 minutes.
Different places. So we've got we're going to England on the 15th of September. In days in near Chester, so I'm doing a teaching there. We're going to Northern Carolina on the 28th of October in Charlotte. I'm appearing at Unity Church there.
Mm.
In Memphis, we're going on the 30th of September, Unity Church in Memphis. And then we're going to the big expo, the Conscious Life Expo. I've been asked to do some speaking there. And that's on February, between the 8th and the 11th. I think we're going to do a healing workshop and probably do, hopefully, a mass healing if you know, there's enough people. So that'll be, it's exciting times. There's a lot of things going on, you know.
You'll love North Carolina. Let's see, Charlotte. I was going to say, if you go to Asheville, there's a big spiritual community in Asheville, too, if you ever get a chance to get into Asheville. And then run over to Cherokee and have a look around. There's a downtown area, kind of a midway. We you know, the spiritual Cherokees call it the circus. But Cherokee's an interesting place. It's there's some real sacred areas around there. But North Carolina's very interesting vibration over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's, you know, definitely some really interesting place. I mean, I went to see the Dalai Lama in McLeod Ganj, and the vibration there is incredible, isn't it? It's, you know, there's some interesting places throughout the world, you know.
Have you ever been to Crestone?
No, I haven't. I went to Belize, you know. I don't even been to the Mayan temples there. They're amazing, you know. They've got a lot of vibration because they're sitting on the ley lines and, you know, the shape of them, you know, because pyramids, obviously, sacred geometry, you know, mm-hmm. it captures energy like you'd never believe, you know. So it was a good vibrational experience going to Chattanooga, you know, which is an amazing place.
Crestone is in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. Very sacred place. And they've got, you might want, if you ever get a chance to go to Crestone, which is near Alamosa, you know, get on over there.
Yeah, I'll do like that, absolutely.
Sound like somebody tried to call you again.
I think it's the machine online. I just knocked it off, hopefully.
So you do get around, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's good to teach, you know, it's really good to teach. And, you know, I think it's about getting people's vibration up, you know, so... I think, you know, when you go out to teach, I always try and get people to get in the God space, you know, because to me that's, you know, one of the most important things, you know. I think getting in the God space, you know, you teach them a lot, you know, so it's pretty good.
Well, we sure appreciate you. You know, unless somebody wants to call in, I think we'll just, we'll roll the what I call an outro as opposed to an intro. But yeah, the number, if you want to call in real quick, is 347-996-3318. If you're listening out there, and come on, you know, just take a chance.
Don't be shy.
Yeah, we've now generally, you know, we might get it, you know, a bunch of listeners, but this show eventually, because it's archived, you know, could end up with, you know, 500, 600, 700 listeners, and I'll feature it also, so all kinds of people can enjoy it. But Lord Christopher, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing.
Oh, bless you. Well, thanks. You know, if anyone wants any healing, you know, all I have to do is give the office number in. I think it's on your website. It's 417-334-6200, or they can get on the website and email us. The email address is there. It's www.christophermacklinministries.com. So if they want to get on, that'd be wonderful. And if we can help, we'll certainly do so.
If you're gonna be anywhere near, you know, where you're gonna be traveling to, I'm sure that'd be fascinating. You'll love Charlotte. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, actually. I've never been, but you know, I'm looking forward to going. It'd be really good. Oh, bless you.
I'm sure you're going to meet Tim, so we'll let you go.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks very much. Take care. Blessing.
Hey, bye-bye now.
Bye.
This is Yasa Sago, a seventh-grade grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous plant-based native sacraments. Aho.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault,
This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keepers Preppers Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault.
Cloud. outside.